SFMSports.net. On air, online, mobile, on demand.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We are here at Nationals Field at the Ripken Baseball Facility in Aberdeen, Maryland. This is the Cal Ripken World Series powered by SFMSports.net. I am PJ Silva. We have a matchup for you today, an international pool play matchup between Australia and Mexico. If you weren't able to hear the lineups, we'll go through them one more time, and we'll start with the visiting team, Australia. So leading off, and at second base, number two, Jordan Norvell. Batting second, and in right field, number five, Trent Danielle. Batting third, and catching number 10, Dusty Brown. Batting fourth, and on the mound, number 12, B.J. Cook. Batting fifth, at first base, number 16, Jared Bain. Batting seventh, and at third base, number 11, Jordan Schillingford. Batting eighth, number four, in left field, Adam Sadie. Batting ninth, in center field, number 14, Tyson Knoll. And rounding out the lineup, batting 10th, the shortstop, number 3, Joshua Paul. And we'll look at the home team. Team Mexico, leading off in center field, number 13, Jorge Ramos. Batting second and at second base, number 12, Joel Ibarra. Batting third and at first base, number 7, Roque Salinas. Batting fourth and the extra hitter, number 16, Vidal Sotelo. Batting fifth and at third base, number 24, Juan Cota. Batting sixth and on the mound, number 23, Christian Yanez. Batting next, the shortstop, number 8, Hector Mora. Batting eighth and doing the catching, number 10, Herman Duarte. Batting ninth and in right field, number 9, Jared Serna. And rounding out the lineup, batting 10th, the left fielder, number 6, Eric Ordonez. So in this international pool play matchup, we have Mexico in at 2-0 so far. And we have Team Australia, who is currently sitting at 0-2. So first place and last place in the international 1D division. So Mexico looking to keep their perfect record alive, and Team Australia is looking to salvage their first win here in this Cal Ripken World Series. As the pitcher for Mexico, Christian Yanez, gets loose. A couple of scores from around the World Series today so far. At Cal Senior's Yard this morning at 10 a.m., the Dominican Republic held on to a 6-5 victory over Puerto Rico. And at Nationals Field, Japan routed Canada 10-0. And the games that were at 12:30, Ohio Valley lost to Harford County 5-3 on Cal Senior's Yard. And on Nationals Field, Pacific Southwest with a big victory to give Southwest their first loss in pool play, 8-3. So the hard-throwing right-hander Yanez gets ready to go. And for Team Australia, Jordan Norvell will step into the box.
Ladies and gentlemen, the starting pitcher for Mexico, number 23, Christian Yanez.
So Christian Yanez will get ready to go to face this Australia lineup.
Second baseman, number 2, Jordan Norvell.
As there's a little meeting at the mound between Team Mexico's infielders and Yanez and the catcher. And so Norvell steps into the box. As the umpire gives him ready to go. Yanez looks for the sign. Winds up. And let's do it here at Nationals Field as the first pitch is high and the count is 1-0. So Team Mexico looking to get a good seed in the international playoffs as they already advanced with the 2-0 records thus far. And here's the 1-0. It is cut on and missed. by Norville, and the count is now even at 1-1. Norville looking to get something started here for Team Australia, who is looking to get their first win here in international pool play. And here's the 1-1. And that pitch is right down the middle for strike two. The count is now 1-2. As Yanez calls time, fixes himself up. And the 1-2. Pitch is low and inside, and the count is now even at 2-2. So the 2-2 offering. Cut on and missed strike three. So the first strikeout of the day for Yanez. And there's one away here in the top of the first.
The right fielder, number 5, Trent Danielle.
So here's the right fielder, Trent Danielle, steps into the box, the number 2 hitter today in the Australian lineup. We'll face Yanez for the first time, and here's the pitch. Right down the middle in there, strike one. So working quickly, early and often, is Yanez. Looking good thus far, as that pitch catches the corner in there, strike two. So a great start to this at-bat for Yanez. As Danielle was looking to get some start here with one out. Here's the 0-2. And Danielle waves and misses it that. So that is two up, two down, two strikeouts for Yanez. And two away here in the inning.
The catcher, number 10, Dusty Brown.
So here's the birthday boy, Dusty Brown, stepping into the box. Turns 12 today. So happy birthday, Dusty. Take his first hacks here against Yanez as that pitch is in there for a strike and the count is 0-1. Great thing to see, especially in a young pitcher, is being able to work ahead. And Yanez has done that already for the first two hitters. So here's the 0-1 and the pitch right on the corner for strike two. So the count is now 0-2 to Dusty Brown. So here's the 0-2, Yanez deals, and there's a grounder to second. Good play over there by Ibarra. We'll put it away, and that is the final of the inning. So no runs, no hits, no errors, a clean inning for Yanez. And Team Mexico is coming to bat here in the bottom of the first. This is the Cal Ripken World Series powered by SFMSports.net. And we are back here at Nationals Field as Team Australia takes the field. Here's the starting pitchers, Healthy Communities, brought to you by Giant Food. So taking the mound for Team Australia is number 12, B.J. Cook, looking to take on this powerful Mexican lineup. As a throw down by the catcher.
Ladies and gentlemen, the starting pitcher for Australia is number 12, B.J. Cook. And leading off for Mexico is the center fielder, number 13, Jorge Ramos.
So here's the center fielder, number 13, Jorge Ramos. Stepping in for the first time against B.J. Cook. As like I said before, this team is looking to get their third straight win and keeping the record perfect at 3-0. And let's see if B.J. Cook can stop him from having a perfect record in this pool play, as that pitch is outside and the count is 1-0. And here's the pitch. Low and way outside, and the count is now 2-0 to Ramos. And falling way behind here is B.J. Cook. The count is now 3-0 to Ramos. So Ramos looking to get some start here for Team Mexico, who has... the entire team has swung a hot bat of late. And here's the pitch. As that is outside, ball four, and the leadoff man is on for Team Mexico. So here is Joel Ibarra.
The second baseman, number 12, Joel Ibarra.
Having a good Cal Ripken World Series thus far is Ibarra. As he spits into his glove, steps into the box to face B.J. Cook with a runner on first and nobody out. And a check over by B.J. Cook, and he throws him out at first. So great pickoff move by B.J. Cook. Gets to sneaky Ramos with a big lead over there, and there's one away. Caught Ramos leading was B.J. Cook and had a quick move to get him out at first. So the leadoff walk is erased by the good pickoff move. So here's Ibarra on with one out and nobody on after the pickoff play by B.J. Cook. And there's a long drive into the left field. That is going back. The left fielder on the track of the wall, and that is gone. A high fly ball. Sounded like a routine pop-up off of the bat, and Ibarra hits another home run for Team Mexico, and they now lead a 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. So big exclamation point already in the early going for Team Mexico. Sounded like it hit it off the end of the bat, and that ball just sailed right over the fence,
baseman,
a no doubter.
Number 7, Roque Salinas.
So here's Roque Salinas, the first baseman, number 7. And that pitch is high for ball 1. And I believe Salinas was the starting pitcher in yesterday's 11-0 victory over New Zealand, and I believe he threw a perfect game. So congratulations to Salinas and Team Mexico, as that is a feat that is rarely complete. And that ball is driven into deep center field. Going back as the center fielder on the track at the wall. And that ball is gone. Back-to-back home runs here in the bottom of the first inning. As Roque Salinas goes yard, Mexico leads now 2-0. So a statement here already by Team Mexico, as back-to-back shots by the second and third hitters in the lineup. And we still only have one out here in the bottom of the first. To go over the scores from yesterday, as we have a meeting at the mound. Like I said, Salinas threw a perfect game for Mexico in a shortened game against New Zealand. They won 11-0. Midwest Plains and Ohio Valley faced off. Ohio Valley took that game 6-4. Southwest defeated Pacific Northwest 9-3. Mid-Atlantic and Southeast faced off against each other yesterday and won 7-4. Puerto Rico with a rout over Canada, 13-3. Japan defeated the Dominican Republic 7-4. And the Republic of Korea defeated here. Australia
number 16,
9-3.
Vidal Sotelo.
So here is Vidal Sotelo. Steps into the box, the extra hitter today for Team Mexico. And the first pitch is high and outside, and the count is 1-0. So Salinas hit that ball over the dead center field wall. 262, straightaway center, and with a high fence. So that was an absolute shot by Salinas. And here's the 1-0, and that is outside. And the count is now 2-0. Looking at the sign, B.J. Cook winds up and deals. That pitch is also outside, and the count is now 3-0. So a little shaken up here after the back-to-back home runs by Team Mexico. So the 3-0 as Sotelo had the green light and fouls it back over the third base side. The count is now 3-1. And you can see how confident Team Mexico is as they are swinging on 3-0, and we're only here in the first inning. Here's the 3-1. That pitch is high, ball 4. So struggling to find the zone in that at-bat was Cook, and here is the third baseman,
number 24.
Juan Cota. So Sotelo is on first, and Cota is at the dish. We're going to provide some more runs here for Team Mexico as that pitch is fouled back. Big cut there by Cota, and the count is now 0-1. Coming to a set is Cook, and fires home. Nice curveball by the young right-hander. His count is now 0-2 to Juan Cota. So an 0-2 count after a good off-speed pitch, getting Cota way out in front of that one. Sotelo leads off first, and the check over to first. Sotelo gets back in time. Long look over at Sotelo, comes to a set and deals as Cook. And there's a line drive and a base hit in the left field. Great piece of hitting here there by Cota as he was able to sit back on the curveball, not fooled that time, and is now first and second with only one out. So here's the pitcher, number 23, Christian Yanez. Looking to help out his case here and give himself some more run support here in the bottom of the first.
The pitcher, number 23, Christian Yanez.
So here is Yanez with two on and one out. 2-0 lead already for Team Mexico after back-to-back home runs by Ibarra and Salinas. Coming to a set and a long look over at second base is Cook. And fires home. That pitch is fouled up. Actually, it's pop-up right behind home plate. Catcher is under it and is not able to make the catch. Is Dusty Brown. So the count is 0-1. So a big hack there by Yanez as he's looking to drive in a couple more. Looking for the sign is Cook. Comes to a set and a pickoff play. And is not able to get Sotelo at second. Good trick play there between Cook and the shortstop, Paul. So a long look into the catcher, trying to figure out a way to stop the bleeding here for Team Mexico. And here's the pitch. And a long drive hit deep into left center field. That one is a no-doubter. It is out of here. A long home run for the pitcher in today's game, Christian Yanez. A three-run shot, and it is now 5-0 Team Mexico, and we're only one out into the bottom of the first. So the power of three home runs already for Team Mexico, and a dominating start to this ball game. And I said in the beginning of the game, Team Mexico has really been swinging the bat, and it's already been happening thus far, as we now have three home runs.
Hector Mora.
So here's Hector Mora, the shortstop for Team Mexico, as Cook gets the sign, winds up and he'll deal. That pitch is high, and the count is 1-0. So I believe that last pitch was a curveball, and once again, Yanez was able to sit back on it and absolutely pummel it to left center field. And here's the pitch. That is fouled back. The count is now even at 1-1. So great start for Team Mexico, as really their only one out was a base running mistake getting picked off at first. And there's a long drive into left center field. Going back is a left fielder, and he'll make the catch. Ranging over to his left is Adam Sadie. Good play by the young left fielder. And there's now two away here in the inning.
The catcher, number 10, Herman Duarte.
Here is Herman Duarte, the 8th hitter in the lineup for Team Mexico. Two down, and it's a 5-0 lead already. And here's the pitch. In there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. And good play over there by the left fielder, Adam Sadie, who is able to range to his glove side and make a tremendous catch on the run, saving a potential double. And here's the pitch. It's a line drive through for a base hit past the outstretched glove of Josh Paul. And there's a two-out single for Duarte. And here is Jared Cerna,
the right fielder, number 9. Jared Cerna.
So here's Cerna coming up with two outs here in the inning. Duarte is on first as Cook steps off, realizes that he needed to get into the stretch. Looks in and gets a sign from the catcher. And pickoff play as the ball gets by the first baseman. And it's going to the right field fence. Rounding second and heading third is Duarte, and he is in there. So good heads-up base running, as Duarte, after a miscue on the pickoff play, goes from first to third. So runner in third, two down. And Cerna is at the dish, looking to drive in another run to put what is already a commanding lead for Team Mexico. Curveball is in there, just misses. Good pitch there by Cook, but doesn't get the call. The count is 1-0. Long look into the catcher and gets the sign. He deals. Pitches in there for a strike, and the count is even at 1-1. Here's Cook, comes to a set. 1-1 count, two down. The pitch is low and outside. The count is now 2-1 to Jared Cerna. Number 6, Eric Ordonez, is on deck. And here's the pitch. Low and outside, once again, count is now 3-1 to Jared Cerna. Duarte on third. 3-1, 2-2, 5-0 lead already for Team Mexico. We are in the bottom of the first inning here in Nationals Park. Cook comes to a set. Leg kick and fires. And that pitch is outside, 4. So runners on the corners now with 2 down. And that brings up the final hitter in the order, the left fielder number 6, Eric Ordonez. And Coach Noel for Team Australia comes out to the mound to talk with Cook. And it looks like Cook's day is done as Coach Noel takes the ball. As it looks like it is a minor switch, as Cook will go out to shortstop, and it looks like Josh Paul will be taking the mound. So this pitching change is brought to you by Healthy Communities, fed by Giant Food. As Josh Paul will take his warm-up pitches, and the crafty right-hander will look to slow down this Mexican lineup.
Three's pitching.
So like I said, minor switch. Situation for Paul coming in to pitch. We got runners on the corners as Cerna reached on with a walk. And Duarte is on third base. So fans, never miss a single hit at the Cal Ripken World Series. Get the games on your mobile device. Just visit sfmsports.net and tap on the Cal Ripken World Series link. Follow the scoring live with Game Changer. Get instant social media updates, watch video interviews, and listen to every single game. It's all free and available wherever you go. Just go to sfmsports.net from your mobile device. And get ready for Championship Weekend. The 2015 Cal Ripken World Series comes to a close with Championship Weekend. The best of the best from the series will meet Friday in the U.S. and International Championships. Coverage starts at 4:50 on SFM Sports Channel 1. Then Saturday, it is the World Championship. And the only place you can hear the games, sfmsports.net. Listen on your phone with the TuneIn app. Just search SFM Sports Channel 1.
Australia, number 3, Joshua Paul. Now batting for Mexico, the shortstop, number 6, Eric Ordonez.
So Eric Ordonez steps in and faces Josh Paul as B.J. Cook's day is done. Only went 2/3 of an inning. A little rough outing for the young Australian right-hander. So Dusty Brown gives a few signs for the first and third situation. So runners on the corners here with 2 down. And here's the pitch. Looping curveball is high and tight as Ordonez ducks out of the way and the count is 1-0. Coming to a set is Paul. Leg kick and fires. And that pitch goes back behind the backstop. Heading home is Duarte and he'll score. Moving up to second is Cerna, and it is now a 6-0 Mexico lead. So finally a run scored not via the home run. But unfortunately, Team Australia now is in a 6-0 hole as it is a 2-0 count on Ordonez. And here's the pitch from Paul. There's a line drive hitting the deep left. Will that ball be out of here? Yes, it will! Another home run for Team Mexico. Its fourth home run of the inning. As now Team Mexico piles on two more. It is 8-0 here in the bottom of the first. Unbelievable show of power by Team Mexico as Ordóñez, the number 10 hitter in the lineup, is greeted by his teammates at home plate. As now Team Mexico is batted around. Here in the bottom of the first, here is Jorge Ramos.
The center fielder, number 13, Jorge Ramos.
This is the best hitting so far that I've seen here so far in the Cal Ripken World Series. And it's scary to only think that there's two outs, and it's the bottom of the first. As that pitch is in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. So Josh Pohl looking to stop the bleeding and get out of the inning to get the Australian bats going, as they are already in an 8-0 hole. So here's the 0-1, and that pitch just popped up. Deep down the third base line, skims off the wall, but no catch was able to be made. So good hustle over there by Jordan Schillingford. And the count is now 0-2. Coming to a set, the 0-2 from Paul. And that pitch is low to Ramos, and the count is now 1-2. So long look in by Paul, comes to a set, fires. And there's a ground ball through for a base hit into center field. So another base hit for Team Mexico, as the bats don't stop here, and Joel Ibarra, who homered in his last at bat, which was in this inning.
Joel Ibarra.
So like I said, he helped put Team Mexico on the board first with his home run. So runner on first here, two down, 8-0 lead for Team Mexico. And the check over on Ramos as he gets back in safely. So good move over there by Josh Pohl. But Ramos was not far off the bag. Pohl comes to a set. Leg kick and fires. Curveball's in there on the inside part of the plate for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Good breaking ball there by Paul. As the difference between Paul and Cook is Paul has a much larger variety of pitches in his arsenal, trying to keep Mexico off balance. And getting him off balance there, slow roll to short, good play by Cook, and that is the final of the inning. Not before the power of four home runs from Team Mexico. As what was once a 0-0 ball game to start out is now 8-0 Team Mexico as we head into the top of the second. This is the Cal Ripken World Series powered by SFMSports.net. And we are back here at Nationals Park. This is the Cal Ripken World Series powered by SFMSports.net. I am PJ Silva. And an 8-run bottom of the first for Team Mexico, as it has been all them thus far.
Leading off for Australia, the shortstop, number 12, B.J. Cook.
So here's B.J. Cook, who is the starting pitcher for Team Australia, and now moved over to shortstop, looking to help spark an offense here for Team Australia in the top of the second. So here's Yanez. He'll deal. And good cut there by Cook, but it is fouled off to the right. And the count is 0-1. So aggressive hack early there for B.J. Cook, as he's looking to get on base here to start something for Team Australia. And here's the pitch. Knee buckling curveball by Yanez, and the count is now 0-2. So Yanez really working early in the count and attacking the zone, and here's the pitch. Good off-speed pitch again by Yanez, but that is back to the screen. The count is now 0-2 once again. And here's the pitch. Cut on and miss on a high fastball. Great use of the heat there by Yanez. And up now is the first baseman, Jared Bain.
Number 16, Jared Bain.
So Jared Bain, who in the friendly matchup drove in the walk-off single against Team Canada on Saturday, is looking to get a jump start here with one down. And that pitch is cut on and missed. Hard fastball there by Yanez. And the count is 0-1. It's always tough because Team Australia not only is facing a powerful hitting lineup, as that pitch is in there for a strike, they're also dealing with Yanez, who it almost seems like refuses to throw a ball here in this game, as he is pounding the strike zone on almost every pitch, or if not, not missing by much. Here's the 0-2. And for the first time in a while, that pitch is low. The count is now 1-2. Calm, cool, and collective up there is Yanez as he faces Bain with a 1-2 count. He deals. That pitch is cut on and missed. Strike three. Powerful fastball once again. Retires two now here in the inning via the strikeout.
The first baseman, number 11, Jordan Schillingford.
Here's Jordan Schillingford. Who will look to get on base here for Team Australia. And here's the pitch. Pitch is in there right at the knees for a strike on the inside part of the plate. Count is 0-1. And once again, Yanez attacking the zone. And that pitch is low, as Schillingford was able to hold up. Count is even at 1-1. So it looks like Tyson Knoll is getting loose for Team Australia down in the bullpen. And here's the pitch from Yanez. He's outside. Count is now 2-1. So here's the 2-1, and chopper back to the screen. Count is now even at 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the second here, 8-0. Team Mexico was off to a fast start. And here's the pitch. Called, strike three right down the middle. And Yanez strikes out the side in order. So no runs, no hits, no errors. Three outs via the strikeout. So great inning there for Yanez as the Team Mexico lineup looks to pile on more runs here against Team Australia. We head into the bottom of the second. It is 8-0 Team Mexico over Team Australia. This is the Cal Ripken World Series powered by SFMSports.net.
Leading off for Mexico is the first baseman, number 7, Roque Salinas.
So here's Roque Salinas, who will lead off the bottom of the second inning. And he homered in the 8-run barrage in the bottom of the first. This is the Cal Ripken World Series powered by SFMSports.net. Josh Paul looks in and gets the sign. And he deals, pitches outside, and the count is 1-0. So Team Mexico off to a fast start is looking to continue their offensive prowess as they look on to tackle a couple more here in the inning. And that pitch is lined into the gap of the right center field. That'll bounce and go all the way towards the wall. Salinas rounds first. He is heading into second and in for a stand-up double. So a leadoff double here in the bottom of the second as the offense continues for Team Mexico. Another curveball thrown by Josh Paul, but is sat back on by Salinas and driven into right center.
Vidal Sotelo.
Here is Vidal Sotelo as he steps in against Paul for the first time. And here's the pitch. And that is driven out into deep center field. The center fielder barely moves as that ball is gone. As Paul is beside himself, as that is the fifth home run here for Team Mexico. Over the dead center field wall that is 262 feet away from home plate. So it is now 10-0 Team Mexico with a commanding lead. As Sotelo is greeted home as the Team Mexico bench is probably getting tired as that is the fifth time they have come out to celebrate one of their players going deep. So Coach Noel goes out. And it looks like he's going to bring in Tyson Knoll, the center fielder, to come in to try to slow down this lineup. So the pitching change is brought to you by Healthy Communities Fed by Giant Food. And it is Tyson Knoll who will be on to face Team Mexico, who has already driven in two more in the span of three outs. An unbelievable offensive output by Team Mexico. As these teams are flat out raking the ball from the first hitter in the lineup to the last. And Tyson Knoll, who helped pitch in the friendly victory against Team Canada, the Southpaw will come on to face Juan Cota, the third baseman. And Josh Paul will move out to center field to take over the spot of Noel, who came in to pitch.
Center and pitcher just flip-flopping.
Perfect. So two more warm-up pitches here for Tyson Noel. As he is ready to face Team Mexico with nobody on.
Ladies and gentlemen,
so at least he starts out with a clean inning. As nobody's on base with nobody out. So Tyson Noel will face Juan Cota.
Third baseman, number 24, Juan Cota.
So Cota steps into the box and is looking to tack on more here for Team Mexico as that is waved at and missed. Good pitch there by Noel, and the count is 0-1. So great off-speed pitch there by Noel gets Cota out in front of that one. And here's the pitch. There's a fly ball hit into deep right field, and that ball goes foul. So a sigh of relief there by Team Australia and Noel as that ball goes to the foul territory side. A long strike there, and it is now 0-2. And here's the pitch. Outside, and the count is now 1-2. Cota looking to keep it going here for Team Mexico. As it is 10-0 here in the bottom of the second. Commanding lead so far for Team Mexico. And here's the pitch. And that is waved at, but fouled back. Count stays at 1-2. So good fight here from Cota. As he's ready to go, here's the pitch from Noel, and that is cut on and missed strike three. Great off-speed pitch there by Noel. Gets Cota waving out in front, and here is the pitcher, Christian Yanez, who went deep in his last time up.
Number 23, Christian Yanez.
So like I said, Yanez hit a three-run homer, I believe, in his last at-bat. Regardless of how many runners scored, we all know that he went deep. One of the five so far today. And here's the pitch. Ball high, and the count is 1-0. So one out here in the bottom of the second. Team Mexico looking to continue the offense. And Team Australia is looking to finally put a stop to it. And here's the pitch from Noel. That is on the outside corner. And the count is now even at 1-1. So the third base coach for Team Mexico showing Yanez to stay back on that pitch. And here's the 1-1 is low and outside. And the count is now 2-1. So Yanez steps in. Here is the 2-1, and it is fouled off to the right and out of play. As Yanez lunges for that one, the count is now 2-2. The 2-2 in the dirt. Good block there by Dusty Brown, and the count is now 3-2. And here's the payoff. Noel deals, and there's a ground ball through for a base hit in between short and third. And another runner is on here for Team Mexico. Yanez with his second hit of the day, and here is Hector Mora.
The shortstop, number 8, Hector Mora.
So a good piece of hitting by Yanez. Not a bad pitch, though, by Noel, as now Team Australia is looking to turn two here. So here's the pitch to Morin that is in there for a strike. Good spot there for Noel, and the count is now 0-1. And the check over on Yanez as he gets back pretty easily. But Noel is keeping him honest over there at first base. Coming to a set is Noel. Leg kicking fires. That is high and outside, and the count is now even at 1-1. And here's the pitch. That is in the dirt. And Yanez does not go as he stays at first. As the ball went past Dusty Brown with the block attempt at it. But it hopped up on him and went over to the backstop. But no advancement there by the runner. And here's the pitch. Ball is high. Count is now 3-1. So time is called as Hector Morris steps out, steps back in as he wants to go on his time here. Noel gets a look in, comes to a set, and fires. And that pitch is lined into left field. And that ball is gone. Wow, the sixth home run for Team Mexico. Is that one, once again, didn't sound like it was hit well off of the bat, but it sneaks right over the top of the fence there in left field. And the score is now 12-0 Mexico. All Mexico all the time here in this ballgame. As we are still left here with one out in the bottom of the second.
Now batting the catcher, number 10, Herman Duarte.
Here is Herman Duarte stepping into the box, looking to continue what has been an already fascinating performance by the Mexican offense. That pitch is in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. And here's the pitch. Cut on and miss. Big cut there by Duarte. Trying to hit home run number 7 for Team Mexico and join into the action, but misses that one. Good pitch there by Noel, and the count is now 0-2. So here's Noel. He'll deal. Pitch is high and outside. Count is now 1-2. Team Australia looking to stop the bleeding once again. Here's the pitch. And check swing, but he did go around as that is called strike three. Regardless, that pitch was down the middle. So great pitch there by Noel, his second strikeout coming into pitch. And here is Jared Serna.
Number 9, Jared Serna.
Jared Serna, who reached base his last time. And here's a pitch from Noel. Pitch is outside, and the count is 1-0. Two outs here. 1-0 count. In the bottom of the second, 12-0 Team Mexico on the power of 6 home runs already. And here's the pitch. Pitch is low and skids all the way to the backstop. Count is now 2-0 to Serna. ...2-0 offering. That is fouled back. Good cut there by Serna. And a good pitch to get a strike on the board for Noel. Count is now 2-1. Two 2-1. There's a long drive. Looks like it's popped up very high. Right to the third baseman, Jordan Schillingford. And that is the final of the inning. Not before another home run was hit by Team Mexico. A two-run homer by Vidal Sotelo. And Team Mexico through two leads it 12-0. Team Australia coming to bat here in the top of the third. This is the Cal Ripken World Series powered by SFMSports.net.
Changing catchers, 11 for 10.
And welcome back. We are here at Nationals Park, here at the Ripken Baseball Facility
Ladies
here in Aberdeen, Maryland.
Now pitching for Mexico, number 14, Hans.
So changing pitchers here for Team Mexico.
For Australia, leading
as Hans Chacon comes in to pitch for Team Mexico, as Christian Yanez's day is done. And here's Adam Sadie, as that pitch is way inside on Sadie, and the count is 1-0. And a couple other changes here for Team Mexico, as Abraham Alvarez goes in to play second base for Joel Ibarra, as that pitch is in there for a strike, and the count is now 1-1. And Israel Espinoza will come in and play Let's see where he will be. That pitch is grounded to second. And tested early is Alvarez as he makes the play. Actually, excuse me, that is Espinoza who is at second.
Now batting the pitcher, number 14, Tyson Knoll.
So Israel Espinoza goes into second base, and he is the one that makes the play for the first out. Here's Tyson Knoll to face Chacon, and that pitch is outside. Count is 1-0. And actually, Abraham Alvarez is the one that is now behind the plate as Herman Duarte's day is done. So there are your changes for Team Mexico. Here's a pitch from Chacon, and that is right on the outside corner, and the count is now even at 1-1. The top of the third here, one away, and it is 12-0, Team Mexico. Here's the pitch. The pitch is cut on and missed. Has no chance at that one. Swung on way late by Noel. But he's looking to still get on here with two strikes. And here's the pitch. That is in the dirt. Good scoop there by Alvarez. Count is now even at 2-2. 2-2. Pitch is waved at him, missed strike three. So there's two down. And stepping up to the plate is Joshua Paul.
Now batting the center fielder, number 3, Joshua Paul.
So Joshua Paul, who took over into center field. When Tyson Noel came in to pitch, he will face Chacon. That pitch is right on the black for strike one. And Chacon deals. The pitch is just a bit low, probably around the shins. It does not get the call. Count is now 1-1. Here's the 1-1. And that pitch is nubbed over to second base. Espinosa makes the play, and there's the final of the inning. So another 1-2-3 inning for Team Mexico as Hans Chacon comes on and puts together a solid inning. So Team Mexico coming to bat, looking to potentially put up more runs here. Bottom of the third we go. It is 12-0 Team Mexico over Team Australia. This is the Cal Ripken World Series powered by SFMSports.net.
Evans pitching.
So we are back here at Nationals Park at the Ripken Baseball Facility here in Aberdeen, Maryland. I'm PJ Silva.
Australia. Number 11, Jordan Schillingford.
So this pitching change helped the communities fed by giant
number 6,
food.
Eric Ordonez.
As Jordan Schillingford comes on to pitch for Team Australia, Josh Paul now takes over at third base, and Tyson Noel goes back out to center field. So here is Eric Ordonez, who homered in his last at-bat. One of the 6 by Team Mexico. And there's Simon, and he gets him at first. So Paul tested right away as Team Australia, one pitch, one out.
The center fielder, number 13, Jorge Ramos.
So here's Jorge Ramos, the leadoff hitter for Team Mexico and their center fielder, as Schillingford winds up and deals. Pitches high. Count is 1-0. Schillingford gets a sign, winds up and deals, pitches low. The count is now 2-0. Long looking to get the sign. Winding up and dealing is Schillingford. That pitch is in there for a strike, and the count is now 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. We're in the bottom of third, Team Mexico with a 12-0 lead. And here's the pitch. That is a grounder to second. Good play over there by the second baseman, Norwell. Something happens. I actually just missed that as Ramos reaches base.
How about the second baseman, number 5, Israel Espinosa.
So a runner moves up to second. Trying to figure out what exactly went on. So apparently fielded cleanly by Norwell, or Norvell. But he is unbalanced, and that is how the runner got to first, Ramos. And Espinosa with a 1-0 count, but Ramos is on second. So Espinosa looking to put in his name on the stat sheet, helping out Team Mexico's offense. And here's the pitch from Schillingford, and that is waved at it, missed. Count is now even at 1-1. So 1-1 count with one out. To Israel Espinosa. And here's the pitch. Just a bit high. Count is now 2-1. Few wise words there from the Team Mexico third base coach. As Espinosa steps into the box, winds up and deals, cut on and missed. Good pitch there by Schillingford to Espinosa. As Espinosa looked a little out in front of that one, count is now even at 2-2 with one out. Coming to a sit is Schillingford, winds up and deals. Pitches into the dirt and off of Dusty Brown as Ramos moves up. So sitting on deck is Roque Salinas, who has already had a tremendous offensive day. He's looking to pour it on here a little bit more for Team Mexico, as coming to a set is Schillingford. Takes a look at the runner at third, and there's a long drive into deep left center. Going back on the track at the wall, and that ball is gone. Another home run for Team Mexico. Number 7 on the day for this powerhouse offense. A 2-run homer now makes it all Mexico 14-0 here in the bottom of the third. Espinosa, who subbed in for Ibarra, who already went yard today, has joined into the home run parade. And not only does Team Mexico have 7 home runs, it is by 7 different players. So here's Roque Salinas, who steps in. And that is a high pop-up into shallow right. The second baseman's under it, but is called off by number 16, Jared Bain. So Norvell was trying to call for that one, but then immediately called off by Bain, who had no sun in his eyes and was able to make the catch.
Not batting this extra hitter, number 16, Vidal Sotelo.
So here is Vidal Sotelo with 2 outs here, as 2 more runs cross the plate for Team Mexico. Pitches in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. And here's the pitch. Chopper to first. Easy play for Bain, and that is the final of the inning. Not before another home run is hit by Team Mexico, the seventh of the day for the powerhouse offense. And through three now, it is 14-0, Team Mexico over Team Australia. As Team Australia is coming to bat, I believe the 10-run rule is now put into play as we are heading into the top of the fourth. So this potentially could be last licks for Team Australia as it is a 14-0 game. Let's see if Team Australia could put a couple runs across here. This is the Cal Ripken World Series powered by SFMSports.net. As we are back here at Nationals Park, here at the Ripken Baseball Facility in Aberdeen, Maryland. Beautiful Tuesday afternoon.
Now batting the second baseman, number two, Jordan Norville.
So here is Jordan Norville, who will face Hans Chacon here in the top of the fourth. And here's the pitch. Good cut there by Norville as that is fouled off to the left. And the count is now 0-1. So Team Australia looking to put up a fight here as this could potentially be their last at-bat as that pitch is low. And the count is even at 1-1. And the reason why I say in the top of the fourth that this could be the last at-bats is the 10-run rule is now put into play as it is 14-0. As that pitch is cut on and missed, count is now 1-2. So with the 10-run rule put into effect, that means that Team Australia has to put across 5 runs here in this inning in order to keep the game going. So even putting across 4 and getting out of the inning won't do anything about it because it'll still be a 10-run game. So 5 needed to score here for Team Australia because this pitch is high. And it is a full count on Jordan Norville. Trent Danielle stands on deck as he's waiting to face Hans Chacon. And here's the pitch. High, ball 4. As it looks like there will be a pinch hitter here as Benji Hewitt comes into bat for Trent Danielle. So Benji Hewitt, pinch hitting for Trent Danielle. Here in the top of the fourth. As he looks to help spark a rally here as leadoff man Norville gets on.
Ladies and gentlemen, now entering the game as a pinch hitter for Australia. Number 1, Benji Hewitt.
So Hans Chacon is now going to face a new hitter, which is Benji Hewitt, getting his first at-bat of the day. Filling in for the right fielder, Trent Danielle. So Chacon gets the sign, comes to a set, and fires. That pitch is foul back, so quick work here from Chacon, and good cut there by Hewitt. This count is now 0-1. Coming to a set and fires. That is a pop-up, but will be out of play down the right field line. The count is now 0-2. Right back, Dave. digging into the box is Hewitt. And the 0-2, just a bit high. As Chacon thought that might have been strike three, but instead it is now 1-2. And here's the 1-2. Called strike three, a curveball that plants right down the middle. And there's now one away here in the inning. So here is Maddox Stivey, who will come in to pinch hit for Dusty Brown.
7-10.
Ladies and gentlemen, entering the game as a pinch hitter for Australia, number 7, Maddox Stivey.
So Stivey looking to get some going here against Chacon. So that pitch is just a bit high, and the count is 1-0. So runner on first, and the pitch is booted by the catcher, goes to the backstop as Hewitt moves up. So runner on second now, one out, and a 2-0 count on Stivey as that pitch was outside. And here's the pitch. Good cut there by Stivey as that is fouled back. Count is now 2-1. Getting the sign is Chacon, and he deals a strike right on the outside part of the plate, and the count is now even at 2-2. Good pitch right at the knees by Chacon. As Stivey watches it all the way, it is now even at 2-2. And that pitch is a ball. Count is now full of 3-2. So count is full with one out here in the top of the fourth. 14-0. Team Mexico, as that is a nice protection swing there by Stivey, as that is fouled off to the right. The count stands at 3-2. Coming to a set of Chacon, fires, and that pitch is low, ball four. So a little bit of life shown here by Team Australia. And time is called by the Team Mexico coach, comes out to talk to Chacon to calm him down as he has walked two batters.
Ladies and gentlemen, entering the game as a pinch hitter for Australia, number 13, Daniel Carter.
So now pinch hitting for BJ Cook is number 13, Daniel Carter. So two on, and here's the pitch. It's a chopper right to the first baseman, on to second for one, but he's safe as off the bag comes the shortstop, Hector Mora. So what could have been an easy force out at second base.
The first baseman, number 16, Jared Bain.
And here's the first baseman, Jared Bain. So bases are loaded here as Team Australia is threatening here. That pitch is outside. Count is 1-0. So Team Mexico looking to get out of it here with one out. And Team Australia is looking to keep this game going, regardless of the 10-run rule. And here's the pitch, and that is outside and low. Count is now 2-0. So Chacon getting into a little trouble here, losing the strike zone to Jared Bain. And here's the pitch. That is also low, and the count is now 3-0. So Team Australia looking to get on base any way that they can. As Chacon, who is dominant in his first inning of work, is now struggling a little bit here to find the zone. 3 balls, no strikes, 1 out. Base is loaded. And here's the 3-0. That pitch is right down the middle for strike one. So let's see if Chacon can battle back here against Jared Bain. And here's the pitch. Pitch is cut on and missed. And the count is now full of 3-2. So 3 balls, 2 strikes, and 1 out. Bases are loaded. Runners will not be going because there is only 1 out here. And here's the pitch. Chacon will deal. Cut on and missed. Strike 3. So 2 outs here for Team Australia.
Now batting the pitcher, number 11, Jordan Schillingford.
And here is Jordan Schillingford, the last hope for Team Australia here in the top of the fourth. 14-0, Team Mexico leads. And here's the pitch, right down the middle for strike one. And here is the pitch. Fouled off and out of play. Count is 0-2. So the count is 0-2. 2 outs. Top of the fourth, and it is 14-0 Team Mexico. Bases are loaded, though, so they are threatening regardless of the 2 outs. So this could be the last strike of the game if Chacon can get it. But the pitch is low, and the count is now 1-2. If Team Australia is unable to score 5 here, this ball game will be over. So here's Chacon, 1-2 count on Schillingford. Winds up and he'll deal. That pitch is just a bit low. Right over the middle of the plate, but just below the knees. Count is now even at 2-2. So Chacon looking to finish off this game. Gets the sign, winds up, leg kick and fires. That pitch is popped up over to first base, and that ball is caught. And that is the final of the game. And congratulations to Team Mexico as they have thrown a no-hitter, combined no-hitter, between Yanez and Chacon. So great pitching by Team Mexico, as they have thrown their second no-hitter of this Cal Ripken World Series.
Australia 0.
But
the pitcher this afternoon is Hans Chacon, and the losing pitcher is B.J. Cook. Time of this afternoon's game was 1 hour, 19 minutes. We would like to thank you for joining us this afternoon and invite you to stick around for the presentation of the Tellefson Award shortly.
So the final score here is 14-0, Team Mexico over Team Australia. Powered
Ron
by
Tellefson Player of the Game Award is presented in recognition of Babe Ruth's
the Mexican offense,
CEO Ron
powered
Tellefson
away with 7 home runs.
This commitment to our nation.
And the pitching was even more stellar as they threw a combined no-hitter.
His primary objective was that every
Let's turn it over to the PA announcer for the players game. Of the game in the final words.
Presenting the award this afternoon, we are honored to have with us Mr. Terry Rickelli, the Assistant Regional Commissioner of the Pacific Southwest Region of Babe Ruth Baseball. For Australia, the award will go to a player who had a gritty defensive game at catcher, Dusty Brown. For Mexico, the award will go to the player who pitched 2 perfect innings with 5 strikeouts, also hit a 3-run home run in the first inning, Christian Yanez. congratulations to both of these outstanding players. Ladies and gentlemen, we hope that you have enjoyed your afternoon at Nationals. We trust that you have received the best service possible. Please remember to check around for your belongings as you leave the park.
Thank you to our PA announcers. So the final score here at Nationals Park, here at the Ripken Baseball Facility, is 14-0 in favor of Team Mexico. It was all Team Mexico on both sides of the diamond as the offense powered away with 7 home runs. And player of the game, Christian Yanez, was leading the way with a 3-run homer, as well as throwing 2 perfect innings with 5 strikeouts. Not only that, along with Christian Yanez, him and Hans Chacon combined to throw a no-hitter in today's ball game. So the second no-hitter thrown by Team Mexico, as it is a pretty unbelievable feat to at least do it once, but Team Mexico has had the luxury to do it twice here at the Cal Ripken World Series. So congratulations to Team Mexico once again. Congratulations to Team Australia and Dusty Brown, who is their player of the game. And after that, I believe this will be the last game here at Nationals Park. We will have 2 games on tap for you tonight at Cal Seniors Yard, as we will see Pacific Northwest take on New England, and the Midwest Plains will take on Southeast. So with that win for Team Mexico, they have a perfect 3-0 record, and they will definitely be heading into the playoffs. And Team Australia moves to 0-3. So for all of us here at sfmsports.net, thank you to my producer, Steve Clendenin. Once again, the final score, Team Mexico 14. Team Australia nothing. I am PJ Silva. Have a great rest of your day. Be sure to tune in at 5:30 on Cal Seniors Yard for Pacific Northwest and New England.